This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And the coach is presented each week by Coca-Cola.
And right now, Coca-Cola is back with the first and last names on the 20-ounce bottles. The names on the 20-ounce Coke bottles actually peel off as a sticker. You can place that sticker on your Yeti laptop, on your shirt as a name tag. You can find it right now at your local grocery and convenience store.
Hello, Coach. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm glad to be on. I listened to Jim's promos all week, and the 6-10 was going to be Michigan football.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think I can give you a whole lot of information about Michigan football, but I didn't. I hoped I was going to be on, and I'm glad to be on.
Well, you're here. We appreciate
it. Whatever you want to talk about, Nick Saban yesterday got a pass from the press.
Oh, in what way?
Well, he got a pass in this after Cecil asked him the question, and of course Cecil was designated to do so about the controversy. No one was willing to say, well, why did you say that at media, what you said at media day? And I thought that was very interesting. And the reason for that, I enjoyed that was the kind of atmosphere that Coach Bryant had when I was there, the same kind of atmosphere. And, he got a pass because he wins and he's great. I think a lot of it, but I was interested to see if an opportunity for the pass, for the press to maybe make a move on him, but they passed on that deal.
So how do you think he would have handled it if somebody would have followed up and said, hey, you said earlier that, you know, coach or players don't need to make this about themselves, but Jalen Hurts basically came out and said that he's made a brand for himself over the last 3 years.
Well, I think he would have said just about what he said, and that we don't worry about that. It's in between, you know, it's between. It doesn't mean that much to our players. They don't, and I think that is true. I don't think it really does mean that much. I think he would have used the same type of analogy, saying that you know that is what it is, and our players go right on about your business. And the outside world is all concerned about it, but inside this football complex, we're not worried about it. So I just thought that little part was interesting to me.
If I'm a coach, the one thing that would have rubbed me wrong about that is when he said, I don't think the coaches were bold enough to come talk to me. And as a coach, I would want to say, no, wait a minute, son. You know, I've defended you. I've done everything. I've done a lot of things for you. Don't go out in the public and say I wasn't bold enough to come talk to you. I thought that was a little unfair of Jalen Hurts.
Well, maybe. I don't know. You know, he had it on his mind. Like I think y'all said, the daddy probably started it back some time ago, and it's worked its way. Boy, that played for me at Little Rock is real, real close to the family, and I talked to him occasionally about it. But anyway, it is what it is, and I don't think it'll affect him. And I won the stake by saying he would be at practice, so I won that part. I didn't bet on him starting, but I said he would start, Jalen, and I'll still stick by that.
Wim Sanderson is with us. Basketball is in the forefront right now with what the NCAA did yesterday after launching that commission and coming up with some subcommittees after the FBI investigation. They threw out a deal yesterday that really didn't do a lot, some of the experts are saying, but one of the things is they're going to let the best of the best, the elite athletes, sign with agents. What did you think about what the NCAA announced yesterday with the future rules regarding the players who are pro basketball prospects?
Well, I think it'll be changed 15 times between now and the 22nd. I think it's going to be going to effect the 22nd if it goes into effect. I thought Cal made a pretty decent point last night in watching Kentucky play, and he said that what if a guy goes and then all of a sudden things don't work out and he wants to come back and you're full. You've already used up all your scholarships. What happens then? And right now there's not an answer to that. And I thought that was a decent question, at least a question that, you know, people that don't know a lot about exactly where things are, that could happen.
To me, if you didn't save me a space, I should be free to go and play anywhere I want to without sitting out.
Well, I guess. But I don't know. Am I supposed to save you a space?
Well, but that's going to have trickle down effect, Dunaway, because if
well, I mean, you're the you're the new wimp Sanderson. I mean, you're siding with Jalen there that he's okay to call out the coaches. So I'm assuming you're going to be okay that I'm going to be okay. You expect you to save me a place?
Well, I'm not going to save you a place. I just got an opportunity to get a player I think is good or better, and so I'm going to let you go.
You better believe Avery Johnson would have saved Colin Sexton a spot.
Oh, absolutely.
100%
would have. Well, hey, there's some you save and some you don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got a guy that's better than the guy that left, and you don't have a scholarship for him, that's tough tookie.
Yeah. Boy, I thought you were going another route there.
I'm trying to win games. I can't please grandmothers and granddaddies all the time. I can please them when I'm trying to recruit your kid, and we please them all the time. You know, I got in the business a long time ago before, and then when I got the job, had Gene and Sonny hanging around, and that wasn't any fun to recruit against. Anyway, I forget that. I'm not the new Wimp Sanderson. I look out after what I think is best for my basketball.
Is there any way this sticks, though?
No, I'm not sure. I think it'll go. You know, the reason I really can't comment in depth, I don't know a lot about it in depth, and I listen to what you say. Jay Billis said, and he loves to have controversy.
But he's right.
He possibly can.
He's right.
You know, to some degree, he's right. But you know, you have one guy that did that, and the only people that'd be mad about that would be the mother and daddy. So, I guess he's probably right.
The Coach Wimp Sanderson presented each week by Coca-Cola.
Great products out there, including the 20-ounce name tags right now available. You can actually peel it off into a sticker. Available at Coke, Coke Life, Coke Zero Sugar, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, and much more, available to your local grocery or convenience store.
You left me a voicemail saying you get first pick. How do you want to do a PGA championship? Because what are we now? I've lost our track with Wimp Stakes. Are we down two stakes now?
You've lost one stake, and that's all. And the stake was based on Jalen Hurts coming back and practicing.
Okay, but aren't we down one in the golf as well? Am I wrong about that? Are we tied that up? Yeah. Oh, at the British? Okay.
No, you're not. You're not.
Okay.
You're not down.
So we're down one stake. How do you
want to
do this?
I steal from you.
Okay.
I want to take first pick.
Well, how are we going to do it? Are you just going to pick one player and we pick one? How are we going to do this?
No, I'm going to take the field and give you five.
You're going to give us five. Oh,
I think we're going to pass on that.
Yeah, not the PGA.
Okay. How many do you want?
Ten.
Field.
No, ten. I'm not going to give you ten.
Okay, we'll give you ten. You take ten, we'll take the field.
I want the field.
Okay, well, then give us ten.
No. Well, ten's too many. You know that.
Okay, how about seven and a half? We'll just go in the middle.
What, do you pick Ian Woosnam? No. Half a golfer? We'll pass on the PGA then. No bet on the PGA.
Why don't we take seven and Tiger? That's seven and a half.
Tiger, he started bogey, double bogey. He's the last one.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you six and Tiger.
I don't want seven. We want seven.
You
and
give
Tiger.
Us six and the country of Ireland.
I'll give you seven. Seven's enough. You're going to win. You're going to have seven guys.
We'll do seven. That's fine.
Okay, we'll take seven. Well, we got to get some time to cobble it together.
Thank you very much, LT. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Do not want Tiger or Tony Finau.
You're thanking LT. I've been saying seven for 2 minutes now.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Because you got me the Indian coat, and I didn't wear it when it was raining.
He wants to wrap this where we can talk to Michigan.
We'll refresh that so people know what's going on.
It's actually the Indian coat.
Actually a Cleveland baseball jacket.
He wants to get rid of it.
He knitted it in a teepee, didn't he, Dunaway?
A Cleveland baseball jacket is what I got.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here's the Coach Wimp Sanderson. So here's what we're going to do. We'll get our seven golfers together. We'll announce it on the air, tweet it out, and we'll let you know later. Is that okay, Wimp? You okay with that?
Yeah, y'all threw me into today's my time up.
Just about. First.
Okay, that's good.
First, Lance has to remind everyone that Wimp Sanderson is presented each week by Coke.
And share a Coke this summer. Coca-Cola is back with first and last names on the 20-ounce bottles. The name on that 20-ounce Coke bottle actually peels off in a sticker, and you can get it at your local grocery and convenience store right now.
Now, Wimp, here's an important question. Where do you get yours? Is there a location near you?
I get mine on 41 now, and I was down there yesterday, and man alive, old 85, I'm telling you right now, 41 is unbelievable. That place is great. I'll be going by there all the time. I appreciate y'all having me on. I appreciate Coke doing what they do, and I appreciate Piggly Wiggly. And I'm always on a very short time. By the time we get to talking about what happened in the first hour, I'm about off. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome, buddy.
Love you, Wimp.
Love you guys.
Bye.
And boys, this is some segment. Bye.
It is. You're right, it is.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
Some segment.